Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's Pro-Life Perspective co-host, Olivia Gans.
All this week, we've been talking on Pro-Life Perspective about an important area of knowledge about the unborn child, the area of fetal pain, what we really know about the pain that unborn children experience in the womb during that stage of life before many people even understood that such things were possible. Now we also understand that not only does the unborn child feel pain, but that child must be protected from the horrible pain of abortion, that seriously, it's our duty as pro-lifers to keep the baby in the picture, to keep the baby forefront in the discussion. And the best way to do that very often is through powerful legislation that provides that great protection to unborn life. Now, Mary, when we talk about the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act and the pain that unborn children feel, it's got to be controversial. It's got to be something where the critics are hammering away at us. Our pro-abortion, opposition does not like this. And you said that at the end of the show, that they don't want to talk about pain. What do they criticize us for?
Well, their main argument is that the unborn child at that point in development, that the nerves have not reached his or her cortex yet. And they argue that if it doesn't reach the cortex, that since the cortex is the center of pain in the human being, that the unborn child is not capable of feeling pain. However, there have been several studies that seem to say that that's not the case. In fact, they say that it's the thalamus that is the place where human beings feel pain. And that thalamus is developed certainly by 20 weeks. And we know that there have been studies, for instance, done on animals. They have actually severed the cortex of these animals, and these animals still, when subjected to painful stimuli, react in the way that you and I would react to a painful stimuli. They recoil in pain. They have increased stress hormones
recorded,
and mm-hmm. they have indicated that the cortex is not the key to pain. There have also been several studies of people who have been in accidents and have been injured where their cortex have been severed. And in those individuals, they too have the same reaction to painful stimuli that you and I would have. And so the result is that the conclusion, it is not necessary for the cortex to be connected to all the nerve endings that are very clearly present in the unborn child for there to be pain.
Now, are there doctors who are participating in our efforts to pass this legislation? Are there individuals who specialize in the field of pain study who can speak to this knowledge, to this two new studies?
There are several researchers out there who have studied the pain of the unborn child, and there are several publications of the studies that they have done, and you can find them at www.doctorsonfetalpain.com.
That's a great resource. Would you say that again for folks?
www.doctorsonfetalpain.com.
And this is important, people, because you'll get criticized sometimes that you're just making it up as a pro-lifer, that our facts aren't the facts, but we have the medical evidence to back it up. And I think that's where we differ, particularly at National Right to Life. We've always stressed the importance of finding the facts and using the facts to verify our arguments and make a difference when we go forward with efforts to pass legislation. When you look at the criticism, do you feel like any of it is valid at all?
Well, no. I mean, the problem is that people don't get to hear the facts all that often. The facts are there. We now have a window to the womb. We see the unborn child very clearly, and we now and science is now with us, and we can actually support all the things that we are saying.
We know we have the answers, and we know that you want to be a part of making that change happen. So join us tomorrow on Pro-Life Perspective.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.